The Tahoe Regional Planning Agency has several projects in place to manage invasive species in Tahoe. These species can disrupt the natural ecosystems and diminish lake clarity. KUNR's Sydney Pierman took a boat tour of some of these projects this week.
Taking off from the dock in the Tahoe Keys Marina in South Lake Tahoe, members of the agency explain why invasive species are so dangerous.
All these invaders, they take over native habitats, they outcompete native species that are so critical, especially for a unique environment like Lake Tahoe. Any disruption can really mess things up.
That was Dennis Sabaglo, Aquatic Invasive Species Program Manager for the agency. He says the number one priority is the Tahoe Keys Lagoon. At this location, there are about 170 acres infested with invasive aquatic weeds that can easily spread to the rest of the lake. Another priority is the New Zealand mud snail, discovered last year in the South Shore. The snails are about the size of a grain of rice, says Victoria Ortiz, Community Engagement Manager. Divers will soon survey the area to see if the mud snail population has expanded or moved. They are also working on the restoration of the Taylor and Tallack Creek Marsh, which has been overrun by invasive pond weeds. Large mats are placed over the weeds to prevent sunlight from reaching them. The lack of sunlight kills the weeds and stops them from spreading. Sabaglo says one of the most important ways to keep invasive species out of the lake is to clean, drain, and dry your watercrafts before entering the water. This includes paddleboards, beach toys, and fishing gear. Several watercraft inspection stations can be found around the lake. All boaters are required to get their boats inspected and cleaned before they can put them into the water. Sydney Pierman, KUNR News, South Lake Tahoe.